Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Yeah, let's welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gary.
And that is Mikus over there.
Hello.
Mikus is responsible for what happens behind the cameras because it goes up on YouTube. If you're a visual learner, you can watch. You've probably arrived by accident. Probably stay for a laugh. Definitely stay for a laugh, in fact, is what I meant to say. And David Britt, that knows jack shit, he edits. He's over there.
He's listening. This week he is.
I'd say we don't know what I saw on that screen. It wouldn't be good.
He's watching the cricket.
He's watching the cricket.
Knows nothing about it.
Scoop.
He doesn't even like cricket.
He thinks fucking Lewis Hamilton's playing.
He likes F1. That's all. But he's trying to teach himself.
And he likes the racing cars as well.
That's right.
He's been texting us all week about how great England are going. When they led by 7 runs.
He's doing quality or something.
Yeah, mate. Incredible.
You guys should have picked Mitchell Starc. Well, shut up. Anyway, on the weekend, I had a mate that I used to live with in Adelaide that now lives in Newcastle, was up in Brisbane. Follow that.
Wow.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I had to go to a wedding on Saturday, so I wasn't able to, not unfortunately. Jeez, it's a good wedding. But I wasn't able to catch up for lunch with him.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was the unfortunate bit.
Yeah.
That's the unfortunate bit.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying. Well, wedding was great. No, but he did a message that was like, what should I do, you know, for lunch? Like, what can he give me to do in Brisbane? What is there to do? And we've sort of always lived outside of Brisbane, like probably 40 minutes from the city. And we're not big Brisbaneites. Like, we don't get in there and get amongst it and
get in the mixer.
See us at South Bank with our shirts off and stuff. but I was like, oh, I can take on the role of tour guide pretty easy here. I've heard like the girl that I'm getting to know speak about a few spots in Brisbane and stuff. So I'm right to just take this on. And I was like, mate, I think where you want to go, like Kangaroo Point, great joint. So you just need to go for a little lunch there at Jerry's up on the hill. So he's like, oh, great. Thanks, mate. Yeah, that's awesome. That's perfect. I'll take the missus there. So I was like, great. Done an excellent deed here. This is fantastic. And then 2 hours later at lunch, I got a message from him saying, mate, by any chance did you mean Joey's? Sent me a photo of the sign. I was like, that's the exact
line that I met.
Yes. Yes, I did. And he also said, great news. I'm glad we found it. We walked around for an hour looking for Jerry's.
Oh, no.
Also, it's a 3-hour line to get in.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, it's not that good.
No. It's wonderful, obviously.
It's fine.
And especially after a stair run up there. It's exactly what I feel like. What do they serve? Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I don't think I'm cut out for this tour guide.
It's very apt. Like, you've actually made someone else potentially late to an appointment now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is not what anyone's after.
No.
I think you should have known that. That you weren't cut out for that job.
Yeah.
When he sent you that text, you should have been like, mate, I'm not the man.
This is not me.
Yeah. Well, should he not have known it?
Yeah, he asked me. But also, like, you know, Google.
Wait, are you saying me or him?
Both.
Either of you could have jumped on
the name of a website that you really enjoy.
It's my third child. That's a name.
Right. Well, I'll move us on to joke of the week. this one, I think, is sent in by Alex. Here it is. Oh, this was a voice one. This was on the chalk line. You might say.
Mm-hmm.
Great intro. Strong again.
That is strong. That has sold that beautifully.
Alex, here it comes.
Hey there, guys. Not sure if you heard, but the other day a man was found guilty of plagiarism after he wrote and recorded a song using lyrics that were direct quotes from a magistrate's autobiography. Just goes to prove you can't cover a book by a judge.
Is that also the same Alex as sending the fucking belcher of a joke last week too?
Maybe.
Yeah. I think it is. That's a good joke.
That's a very good joke.
Definitely Alex.
Yeah.
I think Alex is like, he should just take that segment full time.
Yeah.
Start sending him in.
Get him on the payroll.
You know, Migas, that whole book writing joke actually reminds me of a thing we used to, that chant that we used to do in high school, remember? You were a couple of grades below me, but it was like that, what do we want?
A race car.
When do we want it?
Now.
Got it. Didn't do that one at your school?
Oh, Christ.
That wasn't big.
No, not really. We were more into like having fun.
I was practicing that for so long.
It's a shame you're still doing it at fucking 28, you fucking weirdo.
I'm 29.
29. Yeah. Practice that with your cats.
And swimmers. I'm only 29 out of 54 months. Yeah. We did a 10K run together today, the three of us.
Oh, it's amazing because, again, oh, fuck, we are on the tools here today, boys. Just a quick 10K and race car.
Yeah, but that's how fast we were running. Yeah.
Oh, didn't take long.
No,
it
didn't.
7 minute case.
No, that's good. I'm glad you made me a fucking answer my phone call when I was in between 19 clients for you guys. Jesus Christ.
You rang us.
Yeah, and I was bored. What are you doing? I'm at work. Oh, here's my client.
Yeah, that's brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. There's a few different varieties here. Arbo Ale, Ginger Beer over here, Zero Alk, but they're all great. Go and get them. I think you'll hear another ad from them at some stage. That was good.
How are you going? Are you okay, buddy?
Nah, I don't feel good.
Nah.
What's wrong with me? Too much running. Now, Muscle Dust is a segment that we use to tell whether a topic, well, debate whether a topic is either good, meaning must, or dust, meaning bad. There's a jingle for it. It goes like this.
Is this Muscle Dust? Is this muscle dust? It won't take too long, so don't get it wrong. Is this muscle dust?
Mikus is trying to make us all sit with the same eye level, and Cody's just ruined it by sinking himself underneath the table. Got it, great. Have you guys prepared for this, Muscle Dust?
Yeah, I've got a doublé.
Do you? Okay, yep. Let me start you off with one that I put up on my own story on Instagram actually yesterday. Liking your own photos on social media.
Dust.
It's an absolute must.
Of course.
I love it.
Must.
Is it? Yep. So 50-50. I knew Mikos would be all around. He loves himself more than anyone.
Well, he convinced me that it's good.
Oh, good. Have an own thought, for God's sake, would you?
Yeah, I do, all the time. Remember that time when I thought about it? No, I can't think of it.
Yeah, good, excellent.
For what reason? Why is it a must?
Oh, well, yeah, great point. Why is it, Mikos?
Well, if you can't even like your own content, how do you expect someone else to, Gody?
It's a great quote. That is a very good quote.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Quite intelligent man.
I'm going to get tatted on myself.
Yeah, good idea. Tell that story. I think that I also probably I started liking them when it was on a number that annoyed me.
I'd like
it to be like a multiple, you know, multiples of fives, or even numbers, type of thing. Like I'm a bit anal when it comes to that stuff, particularly like volume on TVs. And I'm sure you've heard people talk about that plenty of times before.
Yeah.
So that's where it started for me. And then Mikus was looking at my phone one day. He's like, why is all these photos that you haven't liked? And I was like,
because
that's weird. And he was like, nah, you have to. And then that was pretty much all the reason it got.
Semi get away with it. Like if you've had a few, like if you're the first liker of your own photo, you're probably a fucking loser.
That's true.
Guilty.
Yeah.
What about, I was texting Mikus one day, I think about running at Tenerife, we were organizing a run. And he said, we should go to this cafe afterwards that he really likes. And then Loveheart reacted to his own message.
Yeah. I wanted to let you know that I really wanted to go there. Yeah.
It's an effective method.
Yeah, I'm also not sure that we should be friends with him anymore.
And love heart. That yeah,
love heart and double click that for Genghis.
All right. Well, let us know where you stand on that one. We're always very keen to take Master Dust topics from the Chalkies as well. So, but I think that one's a good one for the poll.
Yep.
Beautiful. I've got one. Kathleen actually sent me one. When you go to probably reels.
That's
YouTube.
Your wife, by the
That's
way.
That's my wife, my lovely person. Wife, actually. Probably reels you two guys out a little bit. When you like go buy eggs at the grocery store, checking and seeing if like there's broken ones in there.
Dust. Yeah, well, for 20 odd years, I wasn't ruled out of that activity. And yeah. I'd say must.
Mm. Absolutely.
Oh, dust. You check. You check for eggs.
Yeah, are you fools?
Apparently, yeah.
Nah, dust. Absolutely.
Have you ever gotten home and oh no, an egg's cracked and now
yeah, and I got on with the rest of my life. Yeah.
Well, you've paid for 12 eggs. You've only got 11, maybe 10, because sometimes it fucks up with the one next to it.
I do it with Easter eggs.
Unwrap it.
Nah, dust. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Like that doesn't matter at all. It's complete and utter dust. Just
it's just a mild inconvenience you could avoid.
If easily. You get home easily. And the whole pack's cracked, that would be an issue. But that would also probably suggest that you drive too fast.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good.
We all agree with that.
Yeah. Nah, just yeah, buy I'm the still, eggs, I'm walk home, mad. Get on with your life.
What about you, Biggs?
What?
referring to your own lounge room as the lobby.
Dusk.
I love how I was asking you what
you're doing. What about the eggs? And you just jumped in. He's so keen to get in stuff about himself, though. That's the issue. This whole fucking show is about him at the moment.
You literally
I can't wait for the episode where we all wear fucking Mikos masks.
Mikos special of Mikos.
Goaty literally said, this
won't apply.
We're going
to do it on a fucking surfboard eating kale.
Shut up.
Hey, like Skin just said, you ate eggs for a period of your life.
Yeah, but I don't think I ever bought eggs in my life.
What? What do you mean?
How? Did you have like chickens as a kid?
My mum would have bought eggs when I was, once I moved out of home, I don't think I ever bought eggs. But yes, I think I would do that if I was to buy
You'd check
eggs.
Them.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Nice. 50-50 again. This has been good.
That says a lot.
What's your something about a lobby?
Just said about a lobby.
No, I usually only refer to stuff as a lobby when we're playing tennis.
Not even good.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I just don't understand your logic, Genghis. I'm still unbothered about this.
About the egg thing.
The egg thing. Apply that to anything else. Like if you bought a new cricket bat and you're like, oh, I'll just buy the cricket bat, get on the rest of my day, go home. Oh, it's got a crack in it.
Yeah, but the cricket bat's like 1.5K. The eggs are fucking $3.90. It doesn't matter if one of them's cracked.
They all count, mate.
They don't, mate. Grow up. It's an egg.
We need to put you on a budget.
Yeah.
Have you seen Gab? Great bloke, mate. I love him. Yeah.
All right.
Should I say that one again? Or
no, what was it? Referring to your own lounge room as a lobby.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you would do that. No. It's dust.
Well, give us the context. Yeah. So give us the context.
My brother just messaged me out of the blue the other night and goes, I've been smashing vodkas in the lobby all night. And I just said, oh, where are you staying? And he's like, what do you mean? I'm at my house. It's like, what do you, I don't understand. What's the lobby?
Surely that's a typo for lounge room.
No, yeah. No. And then I said, I was like, I tried to correct him and he said, WTF, have you never heard this? And he was so confused that I didn't know what the lobby was.
Nah,
WTF.
Oh, no, dust.
I've never heard it.
Well, yeah.
I would be lobbying to change it.
I would drop shot that very quickly if that was you.
So you two are saying dust? Are you saying dust as well?
Yeah, dust.
I'm saying must.
Oh, gosh, you are.
For what reason? I like it.
To keep it interesting. Yeah, must as well.
Adds a little bit of fun into your life, you know?
But why lobby?
Because it's just a bit of fun. It's something different. Why not?
So can I just say, like, I'm having drinks in my sauna?
Yeah,
in my lounge room.
No, well, that's probably a blatant lie.
He just said he loves drinking in hotel lobbies, and so he just started calling his lounge room the lobby. And
imagine if you were just sitting at home by yourself, smashing vodkas in the dark in your lounge room. That sounds quite impressive. But if you're in the lobby...
Wait, he's got lights in his house. Yeah.
Apparently,
if his skin says he's saving money on eggs, so he can't pay for electricity.
Right. Yeah. Apparently, he bought the furniture from a company that also supplies hotel chains. So apparently, it feels a little bit more like a lobby. But anyway, we should probably move on from this.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, mate. Yeah, you're right. That is well overdue. Hopefully, that bit goes behind a paywall. All right. Telling people how it. Do you have one, Skin?
I wrote some down. I can sort of remember a couple. I wrote it on my laptop. The iCloud stuff hasn't synced. It's not on my phone yet. It's a real drama. It's annoying. I pay $1.50 a month for extra storage.
It's two eggs.
Yeah. Genuinely devastated.
But a simple yes or no would be fine.
No,
so you have written something.
So I haven't got them in front of me, but I can try to remember the corn. If you're eating a brownie, the corner pieces, master or dust. Are you?
Oh, sorry, I see what you're saying.
The crusty bits, as opposed to the middle, no crusty eels.
I hate the crust of bread. I'd never eat that. So I'd be like, same theory. Like if I had, let me put it. You can't sit on the fence, can you?
I'm sitting on the fence. That's genuine, Mick or Mike, isn't it?
Well, you like both pieces of brownie just as much as each other.
If you offered me a piece from the middle or a corner piece, I'm taking the one from the middle.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah, that's probably a fair analogy.
Yeah,
but if you said you can have this corner piece or you can not have any, I'll take the corner piece.
Okay, all right, fair.
What about this one? And this might be the last one we've got time for. Mm. It depends how good it is.
Yeah.
Telling people how many shots of coffee you're up to for the day.
That's dusty as.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say dust. It's an odd thing to brag about.
Do you need to know? This is how I got greeted this morning. I found it very strange. I'm on 4 shots of coffee, so I'm hyped. It's like, cool.
Okay.
I've just rolled into the gym, so I don't want to talk to you.
Nice fellow, Jim.
I just find it a weird way to open conversation. Like, nice, mate. That's wicked.
Yeah, no, dust. But I probably also do it, though.
Really?
Not like an intro, but.
Yeah, not an intro. But if you say, like, oh, do you want a coffee? Say, no, I've already had 3 today. Like,
yeah, but that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. I can't imagine opening that being your opening line. Though.
Hey, I'm Graham. I'm on my 4th shot today.
Yep. Weird flex.
It's good, mate. What have you played? Forehand, backhand?
No, Novavax.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever thought how strange it is that just there's phrases in amongst professions, I guess, that you can say and no one else would know what they mean if you're outside of that profession? Like within the profession, they obviously do know what it means, but then if you're outside on looking in, it would just be very strange. Mm-hmm. I bought a TV yesterday because the girl I'm getting to know, I'm moving in with.
Wow, seems quick.
Still don't know.
There's no better way to get to know someone than living with them.
To live with them, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my theory. So I went and bought a TV because the thought of not having a TV in my house mid-ashes was horrid.
Yes, you are correct.
Thank you. I mean, it was in my head. So. Yeah. But so I went in there and the guy that was serving, who's obviously big into his TVs and big into his retail, I would presume, we were like, hey, we've done a fair bit of research. We'd like that TV. And he told us all the great things about it. And we're like, yeah, thanks. We're already going
to
buy it. But it's
you don't have to sell me on a mate. Here's my fucking wallet.
Literally got my card.
It always amazes me. Excuse the dust. Thank you.
Maybe that's in retrospect, maybe that's why I was explaining he hadn't seen my card yet. He just thought it was like some dusty.
Whipped out the Velcro.
Anyway, I always love it when people do that. Like, yeah, man, no, yep, I'm buying it. Oh, that's good. Thanks. Oh, it does that as well. Yeah, I read that on the third dot point.
Turns on, does it? That's great.
Anyway, but we were like, can we just grab a, should we get a soundbar with it as well? Like if we were to do that, would it be a little bit cheaper? And he was like, oh yeah, I can chop it up for you. And we're like, what?
How's it going to work then?
Just all in one piece of fun.
We're genuinely sitting there like looking at each other going like, I assume that means something, but we have no idea what he means at all. Like, and then we were sort of like, oh, chop it up. Yeah. thanks.
Like, like you're doing me a favor. Yeah,
I was like waiting for him to sort of clarify. And then, yeah, I was obviously just playing along with it, having no idea what was happening. Yeah. The girl I'm getting to know was like, what does that mean? And he was like, oh, I'll just make it a bit cheaper.
We'll just say that.
Okay, great, thanks. Yeah, chop it up as much as you can. Just bulk chopping.
Where'd you buy this TV from, mate?
Just a bit of life advice for everyone. Yeah.
One doesn't lead to the other, I've heard.
No, you don't necessarily get that when you buy the TV. No.
Fringe benefit.
Anyways, yeah, so that reminded me of then the previous week or last week we filmed some stuff for a wonderful company. We led to say it.
I would think so.
I would say
we've worked
so.
For them before, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Domino's, they're wonderful people. In fact, they were actually the first time you ever said great people on this podcast. It was about Domino's in Bundaberg.
They were good. You weren't here.
No.
I ordered a pizza waiting for a plane. It's the greatest thing I've ever done.
I thought there was more to that story.
No,
then.
No. I'll tell him off air. But yeah,
Nah, you can retell it. We've got new listeners. New listeners.
Some, 80. Maybe, yeah, in and around 100. So we had like a 7-hour delay in Bundaberg Airfield. It was when the floods were on in Brisbane last year. And all the vendors.
When the floods were on?
In Brisbane last year.
Made it sound like a
scheduled event.
March, the rains are in. So anyway.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks for coming. It's my favourite band. All the vending machines were out of food. So we had like a 7-hour. This wasn't that funny. Look at him. Is there something wrong with him?
Man, well, I'm pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've been with each other long enough.
Oh, but I don't stop.
Please tell us the story. I can't remember it. I'm on there.
Well, all the vending machines are like out of food and drink and stuff like that. And we're like, we don't know when this plane's going to leave. So I Uber Eats Domino's to the passenger like lounge at Bundaberg Airport. And I was like, 150 people there's waiting for two flights. And like this bloke just like walks in the front door. So you got this for Andrew. So I walked in. I was like, hopped up out of my seat. And thank you very much. And just sat back down and started eating my pizza by myself.
Actually great people.
Fucking genius.
Great people. You've named some wonderful companies in that sense. Your Uber Eats, your Domino's. Oh, they're just
and you know what? I ordered off my iPhone from Apple.
What aircraft are you flying?
No, I don't know, mate. But I'll tell you what, the battery life on this new iPhone 9, I guess.
The new 9 when it's up to 15.
The new 9 brought it in 2014.
All right. Well, it did remind me when we were filming for Domino's last week, it's a similar experience. We were meant to be talent on screen, which is a very generous term.
Fucking loose term.
but it meant that we didn't have to do it. Even Mikus was not behind the cameras. He was just in front of the cameras, just in his element, loving it. And he was like, guys, are you sure there's enough cameras on me?
What are these three guys doing here?
Can I get three lights if that's okay? He's the only bloke that got makeup on.
Turn it up.
That was before he got it.
Just in a calf out of his little fanny pack.
But they were throwing, the film crew was, just go with it, man. Don't argue with us.
Embrace it, mate. Yeah.
This is rule 3 of podcasting. Yeah. Just laugh at everything.
So the film crew were throwing around terms left, right, and centre, and our job, well, the thing that
not our job.
Wasn't our job. We yelled at acting, obviously, we're not idiots, and then we just tried to sort of get what they were saying or what each term meant. Mm. But Migas, we sort of thought probably for you, importantly, in your role for We Got the Chocolates, you actually need to know these terms and we need to be able to throw them to you and you know exactly what they mean. So let me get the list. And we'll just give you get first crack at answering them.
Okay.
Making sure you're aware.
Yep.
Because this has got to become just language. Of it's got to become our, what's that word? Dialect. It's going to be part of our
vocabulary.
Nice.
Well done.
I'll just keep doing this where I say half a sentence and then you finish.
I'll be saying these terms to myself, obviously.
Yeah. All right, Migas, first one I've got for you. Yep, that's on it. And here we go. Okay. First one, 10-1.
Going for a leak.
I was.
That was very specific. I think it's just if you need to use the restroom, don't tell anyone, for this would be poor film set etiquette. Instead, simply yell, 10-1, and peace out. And literally peace out.
If you say peace out, everyone's leaving.
All right, well done, Migas. One for one. MCU.
Medium close up.
Well done.
Nice.
Which means?
It's like when you're filming someone, it's like a shot like,
We'll tell you
where.
Yeah,
we actually don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
We actually don't know either. Egg crate? Oh, actually.
The good thing is, like, if we brought one, Skim would check it.
Good. It's like the grid that goes on a light, goes on top of a light.
I think we've actually got the greatest film man in the world.
Right. Yeah.
At We Got the Chalks. Three from three.
And he's right over there, Dave Duffin.
Dave the Brit, the nose check shit. Stitch me.
Ooh.
Basically, if someone else or like an object gets in the way of your subject.
Pretty good.
Is it?
I think so. Like 80%
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Happy with that.
Yeah.
Go Makers.
That's right. In the can.
The shot was, you nailed it. In the can.
Yeah. We've got one in the can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Done it well. It was good. Martini shot.
I know.
I don't even know. I don't know this.
Last shot of the day.
So you weren't. Well done, Genghis.
Just be a little bit better.
Yeah, you're right. You are right.
But the good news now is if you do ever have any questions, you can ask Cody.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mainly about life and your job as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Safety?
If you just want to get a backup shot.
Nice. Down the line?
If you've got like two or three people sitting on a couch, for example,
great. Yes.
The camera is almost on it, like down the side of them, down the line. You're just shooting down.
Nearly horizontal.
It's really hard to explain.
Mate, I think the phrase. Yeah. No, definition of the phrase.
You know what I mean.
I'm sure I told you that on the day. Don't define a term with the term.
Yeah, well, you'd understand if you're in this industry.
Yeah, so that's true. Yeah, sharps.
Your focus on your camera, if it's in focus.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, because when they were yelling out, how are we for sharps? I was like, well, I'm fine.
And I wrote something down earlier.
But apparently that just meant, is the focus good?
Yeah, like we'd do a take and they'd say, nope, another one for sharps.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Yep, okay.
Is that our fault?
Yeah, whatever.
Is that the director?
86 the pup.
Just to essentially just fuck something off. You've got a light, get rid of it.
Specifically, it actually has to be a light.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because the pup or pup was a brand of light.
Is the 86 how many lights Mikos usually has on him?
And why would I be telling one to?
86 pup, actually make it 89. Yeah.
And final one, oysters.
Shoot it as is.
Nice.
Just natural.
Just do
get
it.
Get in there, get it done.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Because that's pretty impressive.
Thanks.
That is. That's a massive turnaround from whatever that quiz was last week that you got 0 from 7.
That was
poor.
I'm pretty sure I got one listening back to the pod, but anyway.
No, it wasn't that you got one. It was that everyone didn't answer it. I listened back as well.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. So just people didn't enter.
Oh.
No one answered properly because I interrupted. Great hosting.
Well done, Glenn Ridge.
So obviously, Chuggies, if you want to send a message in for Mikus, make sure it's got some film terminology in it. We expect it. YouTube comments, directed at Mikus, throw them in.
And Godel.
And Godel.
I'll get back to him next week.
Dash Godel. Every now and then we like to recognise, well, not every now and then, it should be more frequent, but we love to recognise a Chalky that has submitted an application to become a friend of the show. Now, this one is a bit different because Andrew, who we're about to introduce to you, had indeed applied to be a friend of the show. Mm-hmm. It had gone into just the stack of emails that we try to get through every day, Cody, which wouldn't surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
And we hadn't written back to it yet. Andrew, in fact, had to... by chance, meet us at the Fortitude Valley train station. Just sort of jog us into gear or to get us into gear. Andrew, have we got you there, mate?
You do.
Fantastic. Now, I think, Skin, you can probably tell this story from your perspective, really.
Can I?
I'll tell it from my perspective. Someone tell it from anyone's perspective.
Okay, I wasn't there.
Cody was not there.
I wasn't there, so I guess I'll probably do this.
I can say a little bit.
That's all right. I'll tell it from the your perspective.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. So it was day 2 of the dominoes.
Just said that. And that was my bit, so you're not going to.
Basically, we're standing at the front of Fortitude Valley. This was last Thursday. It doesn't really matter because you could be listening to this anytime. But last week, we were standing at the front of Fortitude Valley train station. Our job was to try and hand out some Domino's pizzas to people. They were free. It was far harder to hand them out than you would think.
You're joking.
People didn't want to be on camera. We're handing them out and off we went. And then as we're sort of standing there going like, oh, we got 2 boxes still to hand out. Who are we getting? A guy came up to us. Spoiler alert, it was Andrew.
It was Graham. We're not going to ring him.
He came up to us and was like, boys, you're never going to believe this. Have a look at what I'm listening to. bang, phone in the face, We Got the Chocolates podcast, that is cool. Episode 187. It was unreal. And we were just like, this is the best. This is so good. What is happening? Unreal. I think we've actually got it recorded somewhere, like it's on camera, so we should be able to show you eventually. But basically, we were like, mate, do you listen to the podcast all the time? He's like, yeah, I've been listening for like 2.5 years. And we're like, why don't you apply to be a friend of the show? He's like, yeah, I have twice. So hence we're now calling him. Yes. Andrew, how was that summary, mate? Was that about right?
That seems about accurate. And, there didn't seem to be a lot of work going on when I walked past.
That's hardly surprising, Andrew.
What do you mean?
Andrew, please. I was holding that bin up than I was leading on.
That wasn't even part of the set. You were just there.
No, you're quite right, mate. But you did get it. You got a pizza out of it, though, Andrew. You were happy.
I did. I got a pizza, got some garlic bread, made my night, didn't have to cook dinner.
That is, I mean, that's what we're out there, just changing people's lives. That might be a bit
exciting. Girlfriend was less pleased because she didn't have dinner.
Oh.
And we're out there ruining relationships.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely is only made for one.
Well, I mean,
all right. Well, Skid, what about Andrew's application to be a friend of the show? I mean, I think that was sort of, if you believe in any sort of higher power, that's pretty much it.
It's fate, exactly. Isn't it?
That is fate. And I don't mean Fast and Furious 8. Oh,
gosh. Or the thing you go to when you're a child at a school.
Yeah, gotcha. But yeah, no, we were pretty stoked with the setup.
Can you do something? We're carrying you here, Skid. Come on.
No, I'm trying to get to the next thing and you're interrupting me. Sorry.
Pretty much just how the podcast works.
We're just waiting on you again, mate. Shocked me.
So I think Andrew was going to get a friend of the show card regardless, but turns out does have a strong application.
Nice.
Cody, Mikas, I think you'll particularly appreciate Andrew's favourite quote, and we've got it on audio here. Lee and I had a debate about it this arvo. Lee doesn't even like it. So.
I do like it. Oh, no, I didn't lock it.
Here we go.
Here it is.
Have you noticed any change in Bart?
New glasses?
No. He looks like something might be disturbing him.
Probably misses his old glasses.
I guess we could get more involved in Bart's activities, but then I'd be afraid of smothering him.
Yeah, and then we'd get the chair.
That's not what I meant.
It was, Marge. Admit it.
It's so good.
Probably this is there were a lot of Simpsons ones you could have gone with.
Yeah.
That was the top one.
Yeah, okay. Thank so that's you. Your favorite. That's very fair. I like that. I don't understand how you didn't find that funny.
You know what happened for me is when he said, and then they will get the chair, I was thinking of wrestling for some reason. You know how they always say, give him the chair? That's where my mind went. And so I think I was just on the totally wrong page and I just didn't understand.
You certainly went on the right one.
Sorry, Andrew. Because I apologize, mate. And that quote's really good. And Migas is happy to get it tattooed on him.
Okay. No, I will. Yes, I will.
Okay. All right. Beautiful.
Anything else, Ken?
And so, Andrew, please talk us through this, mate. Your random party trick or skill that you've got. You reckon you can't break your nose?
What?
No, I think just from a few footy injuries over the years, you can squish it down flat and it doesn't break.
Well, it's like Play-Doh on your face.
Whoa.
Effectively.
Wow.
That is, I mean, I don't know that it's that useful, but it's just like, it's impressive.
It was useful on the footy field.
Yeah, but that's true. Yeah.
Okay. If you're trying to sneak into a party, you could squeeze through like fences and stuff like that because you just push your nose in, so your nose wouldn't look like the fence is squeezed through. That's a long bun.
Unfortunately, the rest of the head is too big.
Ah, right. I've heard that.
But Andrew's over participating in some sort of group vote. It's like, and I've got three yeses and a nose.
The nose has it.
The nose of it. Sorry, Andrew. It's been a long night. But anyway, in summary, I've got your friend of the show card. You're number 24, I believe. And the other thing that you get, and you're actually the first recipient of this, Andrew, and it is, I think probably about when you started listening, maybe, so 2.5 years ago, we referenced on one particular episode that pogs were cool back in the day and a fad that we missed, even though none of us ever played with them when they were cool. But we thought that they were a cool thing. So we got the Chocolates Pogs for our podcast. Also a Simpsons quote, I think.
I was going to say, you would know what they are purely from the Simpsons quote.
They're back.
They're back.
You two have Andrew, you need a full-time gig on here. Or the Simpsons, the new Simpsons podcast.
We are looking for a third Simpsons podcast, and we've got a reality TV one coming up. Just a little teaser. We've taken Dave as well. He doesn't want to work for you blokes anymore. You're too slow.
So, Andrew, they're both coming your way. I mean, it doesn't come that quickly, but well, we certainly dropped them. They're coming your way. They've already basically started their journey. They're still in my hands.
Did you throw them at the door?
That's as far as they've got so far. But you will be the first recipient of a Chocks Pog and friend of the show, number 24, mate. We appreciate your support so much, and we're so glad that we ran into you last week at that train station, mate. We'll never forget that.
Mate, absolute pleasure to meet you all, and I enjoyed the pizza, and I look forward to my Pog in 2 years' time.
If you're lucky.
Send these boys through the rest of your Simpsons quote, not to me, though. Leave me off that email. I don't get them. Well done, mate. Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Fictionary is a game that we play to make sure that we're keeping up to date with modern day language. And there's a jingle.
So 1, 2, 3, it's the Urban Dictionary. I got some slang in mind that I really want you to define. Good.
Yeah, you do look happier with that.
The background music was different than that one. Like there was no background music. Probably a good thing you stands out your voice.
Oh, not as much layering.
There was
definitely background music.
Yeah, no, like, as in like there was, it wasn't like you and then with a fucking microphone. Yeah.
Not as much of that. Yeah. All right. Keep it plain Jane for you. I'm happy to give you a couple of plain Janies. Not many. Now that Migas is on board, we go pretty all out with him.
Yeah, he's busy though, obviously.
Yeah, correct. That's true. Yeah. We're running. Things.
And just running in the middle of the day.
And speaking of running, we're running it a bit differently tonight, this game. Nice. So everyone has actually brought one to discuss. Yep. We're all going to answer each time, and the person who brought the word has to give a point to the person that they think is the closest. So someone has to get a point, which could be quite interesting, mm-hmm. particularly if you're not in the right ballpark whatsoever. So basically, Gody, you're going first.
You're going first.
I'll go first. I'm going to read a word. And read the sentence that uses the word. Your job is to guess the definition.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get the first guess. We've got to left to the dealer and then work our way around. So everyone has to have a guess. Yeah, I'm not going to give it away. Mm-hmm. Here you are. The term is same cider. Table heaven. Table says it's.
Wow. This is good.
Just a seven. It's just a number. It's not that hard to read.
No, whenever you're ready.
Table seven has same ciders. What D bags?
Okay. So I'm going to say they've ordered the same entree.
Okay.
Not Agassi.
What's your favorite entree, Skip? And while you're at it, your favorite Mexican food?
Say the giant.
The giant.
Entree the giant. Oh, yeah. Honestly.
Trying to think of my response to the question.
Don't worry about that.
Apologies.
Yeah. Come on, Skin.
I'm going to say they've ordered the same beverage. They've all got the same drink.
Okay.
This will be good.
Come on, Mikas.
They've ordered no food and only drinks.
Ooh, this is borderline impossible to give the point away.
No one's close, are they?
Well, you're all sort of close.
Pretty much all said the same thing.
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean? You said drink. You said food. And he said nah. Well, you're out. No, you're not.
Oh, okay. No, shot me.
What do you mean?
Drink or Migas is gone. It's one of you two, and I think it's more likely to be you, food, and I'll explain why.
Okay.
So, Gaddy, I'm giving you the point. The same cider is a term used in the restaurant industry for the unfortunate souls that find it unbearable to sit across from each other at a table, hence sitting on the same side of a table, this usually being a booth. Most likely, there is major hand-holding and petting, which can make for awkward moments with the waitress / waiter, and most of these occasions results in a shared meal. So that's why I have to get to Jody.
The least I've done to get a point in any game.
Well adjudicated that.
Okay. That's good.
Well, it's good. It's nice and positive.
Hey, thanks, mate. No, you've been on fire tonight.
Yeah, right. It was actually me that adjudicated. Why are you saying that?
To Skin. Point to Skin. Nice guy. He's Lenny. All right. God. My word is Collinswood. Would you care to accompany me for Collinswood?
Okay, are you going first?
Apparently.
Skin's got
to
go. Yeah.
Happy to give up my turn if anyone's got something.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Do you want me to go first?
Yep.
I think it's a guy named Colin has genuinely put it on Urban Dictionary and it's his snag. Are you ready to go and get Colin's wood?
Read me the sentence again.
Would you care to accompany me for Colin's wood?
Yeah, see, that makes sense, doesn't it?
That does.
That makes sense.
You need to say something.
I know. We can cut out the silences. Give me some time.
Can't cut it out now. You just said that.
Well, you can,
you can cut that out.
And you just cut out the whole thing. Cut out. Cut this out as well.
Keep cutting.
Keep cutting. Dave.
And cut it.
Penis.
I'm just going to say, I have zero idea.
We know that, mate.
Obviously. Yeah. The park.
Wait, yeah, so is it accompany me to Collinswood or for Collinswood?
For Collinswood.
Now, that's not good.
Yeah. For I'm going to say. Accompany me for the park.
Not even that. Accompany me. Oh. For park.
Yeah. For park. What? Yeah. The car.
Oh, no.
I want to say, like, accompany me for.
Just say what you want to say.
Barbecue, like a barbecue, like a cook up. It's well done. Something.
Okay. Well, you've got the point because you're the closest. You're not really that close.
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
The meal eaten between lunch and the evening meal, usually consumed at 3 or 4 o'clock.
Wow. Mm. Okay.
Fucking why?
So Collinswood's afternoon tea, and I've heard that about Colin actually.
The nice guy. Yeah. Okay. Nicely done, Genghis.
Beautiful.
Good word. You've tricked everyone.
That's good. I mean, it lasted 45 minutes, so that's good.
We can actually have some Collinswood
tomorrow.
All right, Skin, what do you got for us?
I've got on Urban Dictionary. Comes from Jelly Bean is Yummy.
Should be good. Called,
the word is mixed girlfriend.
Oh my gosh. Mikus?
You gotta use it in a sentence, big boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sentencing it?
I can give you a sentence.
But that's good.
Yeah.
It's a nice start. Now the next thing you should say is the sentence.
There's one written here, but I don't like it. Can I change it?
Yeah, sure. Okay. As long as you know you have the right meaning.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Are we going to the footy tonight or is it mixed girlfriend?
Oh.
Mm. Can you say that? The sentence again?
Sentence.
I forgot what the word was.
No, you forgot what the sentence was. Oh, yeah.
Are we going to the footy tonight or is it mixed girlfriend?
Is it just you're staying in or doing something you don't want to do? Go. Yeah, mom's just going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is when you watch the footy and your girlfriend watches something on Netflix or whatever. Like you pretty much do your own things, but you're in the same house.
I'm going to say off-putting.
Well, Gabe, you probably should have thrown it out. It's fastest to use one.
Yeah, no, not shot-putting. Off-putting.
If it's something that's off-putting, okay.
No one's in the ballpark.
I don't think anyone's in the ballpark. No,
great.
I might give it to Mikus.
Yes, come on.
The definition is something that's most likely not going to happen.
Oh, so pretty much exactly what I said.
What did you say?
Can't remember.
Must make
it something you don't want to do, I think. Oh, right.
Yeah, that's fair. Well adjudicated.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
thank you.
Man, point for you. Nice guy.
All right, my word.
But these two are one all here.
Yeah.
No, you're all
but
one.
But they've also both been doctor point for slowness, so both factors are right.
You're all one, so you might need a. This could be a decider if someone gets it.
Well, I can't say, is it between you two?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. Farfanugan. Pedro is a shit eating Farfanugan.
Well, that just has to be just not a great unit. Like, he's just a shithead. Like, someone that you don't like.
Yeah, well, I'll just say fuckwit. Yeah.
Oh.
I'll say fuckhead.
I'm just realizing how ridiculous this is.
Oh, you only just realized?
No, yeah, no. You didn't realize fucking 45 minutes ago when we started?
Read the definition. Wait, who are you giving your point to?
Genuinely, I think Lee, because
I was first.
Essentially.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm sorry. It's happening.
It's going on. I don't know, mate.
Cut it out. Cut
it. Hope you're fucking busy on Thursday, no?
All right. A person who farts in the bathtub, then bites the bubbles.
What? We're not getting better.
How do you bite a bubble?
They don't have it that slow.
How old is this guy? Is he fucking 9?
We're done, mate. Oh, we are done for fiction.
No, we're done for this fucking show. I've had enough. I need a 3-week break. Speaking of which, I'm taking one soon.
I'm going to Bali.
Maybe
I'm not coming.
Maybe.
That's good to know.
Wherever you are, I'm not there.
Maybe next time we run Victory, we go back to how we always do it.
Yeah, I think yeah. so. What was that? How's that going to be
no,
any
that
better?
Had so many legs. It just took fucking
that
an hour and a half.
That was so good. It's not going to be any better. The slow part was you two idiots thinking about how to answer the question.
That was fast. You cut that out.
Oh, right.
Oh, great. Yeah, there we go.
Thanks for telling me.
No, that's no, good. Yeah, that's great. No, good. Just that edit button there, yeah. will you, mate?
You should always say
that. You're in for a tweet. I'm hurrying this show along. We hit me to fucking midnight.
Yeah, that right. is fair.
And this one's actually been sent in by a listener slash, well, probably a listener. They're all listeners, aren't they? Adam White. All right. Match of the day, Brentford FC. Romeo Beckham has joined Brentford, hashtag Brentford B, I don't know what that means, on a permanent contract from Inter Miami. Facebook comment, John William Davenport. He asked the coach what number he was going to be, and he replied, "We're four out there, Romeo."
Which is obviously like from that famous Shakespeare play, you know, Macbeth.
I added that bit in there. Skin.
Yeah, oh, right. There we go. Yeah, I gathered.
Yeah, that was actually from The Merchant of Venice. Yeah, okay, nice. Name one Shakespearean skin.
Romeo and Juliet.
No, we already said that. Next.
Next. Maybe next one.
Hamlet.
Oh, nice. Mm. Yeah, okay.
Any others?
No.
He's Hamlet Shakespeare skin. Rightio, that's another week of the Chocolates Podcast complete. Welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. Get around us on the socials. We're going to touch the website and in our social links or in our bios, sorry, our social bios, you'll find a link tree which has a discount for LSKD and Better Beer merchandise, 15% off both of those things. You'll find them there, so help us help you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The other way you can help us is by helping out with the show. You can leave a recording at...
Said help nearly as many times as recently. The way you can help us is help. To help.
Yeah, you help us by replacing the four of us. Okay. Starting this fucking thing again.
Apologies. All right. By contributing to the show.
Nicely done.
Nicely done. At the website. Yeah, go to the website. It's wegotthechocolates.com.au. You'll be able to leave a voice recording there or you can write into
us. That's the chalk line, isn't it?
Yes.
That's your preference. That is the chalk line. That's really catching on. Lee chucked that in our Slack chat the other day. Got zero bites. Yeah. So.
I gave him a nice solid thumbs up.
I don't think you even did that.
No.
So here it is, debuted on the episode.
So chalk line's clever because it's like a hotline. But
no, we get it, mate. Now we got it. Excellent. Let's make this app a bit longer. No, and I'll get into those YouTube comments. I mean, these guys could have done it, but they decided to do a 15K instead today. So, but no, ratings, reviews, keep them flying. We're flying up the charts. Yeah. Actually, I'm not sure how we're going. But
did you say running reviews?
Yeah, running reviews. Have a look at these Nikes. They're amazing.
Podcast.
Another thing to keep an eye out for is merch.
Oh,
that's going to be coming in the next couple of weeks.
Well, yeah.
A lot of things are arriving at our house. We just haven't worked out how to ship them to people yet. And all that sort of jazz.
They're basically here.
Yeah.
By basically,
it's stored in rent. It's just stored
some things are still not here.
Yeah, that's true.
But keep an eye out. That's what I'm saying.
It was actually very exciting when I was here, like doing the shoot the other day. Like a package arrived and I signed for it as Mitch Drennan. That was the best.
Yeah. Well, really?
Yeah, I just walked out the front and said, Mitch, and said, yep, thanks.
Well, remember, if you're out there having a laugh with your mates this week, you're absolutely getting chocolates. Thank you very much for listening. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps. Avi. That's in the can.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.